On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled, Saving People or Saving Pigs. And we learned two things. First, we must believe that God can save the unsavable. Secondly, believe that God loves the unlovable. And there's one more thing that we can learn. So open your Bibles to Mark chapter 5, and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring you a series of messages out of the book of Mark. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a look in the book.
Why to love that person? Because if I hate on you, I just hated on God, because God was responsible for putting you on the planet. We got to love the unlovable. And just because we don't see folks got any money, they steal somebody. Even though they ain't got a pretty house, they steal somebody. Even though they ain't got no clothes on, they steal somebody. They may not have no money at all in the bank, but they steal somebody. Just like Job. Job told us that even though he done lost everything he had, didn't have no clothes, didn't have no farm anymore, his farm done been turned into a cemetery, he still blessed God. He said, naked I came out of my mama's womb, naked I shall return. The Lord done gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What was Job saying? Job was saying, I done lost everything I have, but I'm still somebody because I'm God's child. There's somebody. And so we got to treat people even when they don't even treat themselves right. We still got to treat them like they're a child of God. Now, in order for that to happen, it's going to take some sacrifices. Yeah, did you hear what I said? In order for that to happen, it's going to take some sacrifices. See, in order to save people, you're going to have to sacrifice some pigs. Y'all stay with me now. I say, in order to save some people, you're going to have to sacrifice some pigs. See, in order for this man to be saved, Jesus had to sacrifice the pigs. He had to send the demons into the pigs. He had to get the demons out the man, but then he gave the demons permission to go into the pigs, and the pigs went overboard and drowned it there in the sea. Now, why did Jesus sacrifice the pigs? Oh, there are several reasons why he sacrificed people. Number one, the man needed to see what one demon can do. One demon is too much in you. One demon can send you overboard. One demon can kill you. That's what that man needed to see. He needed to have a visual illustration of the danger and the destruction. See, we're living in a day and age that people are worshiping the devil. Satanic churches and what have you. Playing with one devil is enough to send you over a cliff. This man had 6,000 demons in him, but one demon was enough to send him overboard. But another reason I believe Jesus sent him into the pigs, because pigs are what kind of animal? Unclean.
Lord have mercy. Watch this. Stay with me. In order to save people, sometimes you have to sacrifice some unclean stuff. I got to let that marinate. I got to let that marinate a while. You got to learn how to sacrifice some unsafe stuff. See, these men, they was in love with their pigs. See, do you think that they really loved this man? No. No. See, if they really would have loved this man, when they found out that he was saved, they should have had a party like they did over in Luke 15 when the prodigal son came home. They should have rejoiced. But notice, these men, they loved their swines, but they didn't love the Savior. They ran Jesus out of town. They say, Jesus, you got to get out of here. Why? Because they love their swines, their pigs, more than they love people. And notice, when this man became sane, they started acting insane. When this man was in his right mind, they started acting like they done lost their mind. Because when you don't want the Savior in your life, then you acting like you are insane. Why did they act like that? Because they was in love with their pigs more than they was in love with people. And listen, if we're going to save people, then we're going to have to sacrifice our pigs. We got to sacrifice some unclean stuff, because what's taking our country down is the unclean stuff. Oh, yeah, stay with me, stay with me. Oh, we're going to have to sacrifice. See, we are fighting today for a lot of unclean stuff to come on into the community. We are fighting today for a woman's right to choose abortion. That's unclean, but we're fighting for that to come into the community. The homosexuals are fighting for their rights. God said that's an abomination. That's unclean, but we are fighting. We want that to come into the community. We are fighting that day to have alcohol in the community. A community can be dry, but we want to wet it up with some alcohol. That's some unclean stuff. And so we're bringing that into that community. We got all of this unclean music, all of this hip-hop stuff that talk about killing this and killing that and doing this and doing that. That's a lot of unclean stuff. All these movies, we get excited. Another movie theater is coming into the community. But the average movie that you watch at the movie theater, they are calling everybody this and that, all kinds of names that you can't mention even in the church house. It's a lot of unclean stuff. But people today, even church folks, are getting all excited because we say, well, these things going to bring some jobs in our community. So what you're telling me, we're going to sacrifice the people in order to save the pigs. And look at our society today. Look at our boys today. See, you can't bring all of this unclean stuff in the community without it having an effect on people. Now our children are seeing in and everything. Why? Because they're watching all that unclean stuff. Our children are seeing in and everything and acting any kind of way, because their heroes is all these hip-hop artists and stuff. Listen, a lot of our children today are ending up in prison, and when they get out of prison, they're even worse than when they went in. Because when they went in there, they had a community mentality, but when they come out, now they got a prison mentality. Unclean stuff. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, that we sacrifice the unclean in order to save the people. We can't serve two masters. The Bible says you can try to hold the one and despise the other, or you can hold on to the other and despise the other. You can't serve God and money. The Bible even called money filthy lucre. See, all the, why is it so hard to close down the abortion clinic? Because it's going to mess with the money. Why is it so hard to close down the gambling casinos? Because it's going to mess with the money. Why is it so hard to close down all the liquor establishment? Because it's going to mess with the money. But listen, you can't have all of that and then have a godly child at the same time. We're going to have to sacrifice the pigs in order to save the people. Have we forgot, ladies and gentlemen? Our job as Christians is not to follow the things of this world. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that's in the world. If we love the world, the Bible says the love of the Father is not in us. The reason all these things are coming in our community is because we got a weak church. We got folks who call themselves Christian but won't stand up for the Lord because it's not popular. Because if the truth be told, we got too many pigs in our house. Listen. Listen, in order to save the people, we're going to have to sacrifice the abortion clinics. In order to save the people, we're going to have to sacrifice homosexual rights. In order to save the people, we're going to have to sacrifice alcoholism. In order to save the people, we got to sacrifice the drugs in the community. In order to save the people, we got to sacrifice all of the unclean movies and unclean music. We're going to have to sacrifice it, ladies and gentlemen. In other words, we got to start at home and start cleaning up our own house. Somebody said, you got to sweep around your own front door. Hello, somebody. We got to clean up, ladies and gentlemen. Sacrifice some pigs that we can save the people. And listen, listen. And sometimes, not only do you have to stop there at sacrificing pigs, unclean stuff, you got to even sacrifice some clean stuff. See, you don't supposed to even have the unclean stuff anyway. But we trying to keep up with the Joneses because them worldly people got that they have, we bring it to our house. When I was a little boy, you had to go downtown to this certain block on this certain street in order to see some pornography. But today, all you got to do is just go to AOL and click. Hello, somebody. Let me move on and talk about the clean stuff. You can't be like worldly people and think you not gonna have a worldly effect in your family. Every cause, there is an effect. See, we done bought into this lie of prosperity, getting all that we can, while we can, and then be stingy and set on our can. No. We got to learn how to give. Church people ought to be giving people. So you got to learn how to sacrifice even some clean stuff in your life. See, Jesus came to Peter and says, Peter, do you love me more than these? What was he talking about? fishes. He was fishing. Nothing wrong with fish. But if fishing is hindering you from going out saving people, then you're going to have to sacrifice them fish. Do you see what I'm saying? See, the enemy of the bad, the enemy of the bad is the good. And the enemy of the best is not the bad. It's the good. Did you catch that? The enemy of the best thing is a good thing. The thing that's keeping us from doing the best thing is a good thing. You have to sacrifice some good things. See, we try to find out if it's a sin. No, the Bible says, over in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, lay aside every weight first and then the sin. See, some stuff is good that's slowing you down. See, the average Christians ain't falling into sin out there. The reason they can't come to church, they're just doing something good. The reason they can't come to Bible study, they ain't doing sin. They're just doing something good. The reason they can't read the Bible, they ain't in sin. They're just doing something good. You got to learn how to sacrifice good in order to save the people. Lord, have mercy. You have to sacrifice some good things on television in order to make it to your destination to save some people. You have to sacrifice some good music in order to save some people. You may have to sacrifice some money in order to save some people. You may even have to sacrifice a house in order to save some people. Matter of fact, you may even have to sacrifice your own life in order to save some people. Isn't that what God had to do? The only reason you saved the day is because God sent his only begotten son, and whoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God had to sacrifice Jesus in order for us to live. He had to sacrifice his son in order to save people. In other words, he had to love the unlovable. Lord have mercy. Let me move on to the last thought. We got to believe that God can use the unusable. We got to believe that God can use the unusable. Listen, Jesus tells this man in verse 18, notice this man, he come to Jesus. Verse 18, it says, when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed to him that he might be with him. Wait a minute now, we got two prayers that's being prayed. Because when you back up to verse 16, the Bible says, and they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine, and they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. Notice, they begging him to Jesus to leave. This other man is begging to go and stay with Jesus, to hook up with him. Do you see? Do you see what God has got to... One person is praying one thing, one person is praying another thing. Somebody got to say, oh, Lord. But notice, verse 19, howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and hath compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. We got to believe that God can use the unusable. Notice, Jesus tells this man, go home to your friends. Go home. Listen, when you go to the hospital and you stay in the hospital for a couple of days, you are looking forward to that day when the doctor say, you can go home. Why is that? Because the doctor's letting you know everything is all right now. We done fixed up everything. We done corrected everything. Everything is all right. So you can go home. Oh, I love that about Jesus. Notice, Jesus didn't say, all right, man, now that the demons are out of you, go on to the shelter. He didn't say that. He didn't say, go to the rehab place. Did you notice that? He didn't say, go and get on a 12-step program. No, no. See, when Jesus come into your life and his Holy Spirit get the demons out of you and he put his spirit in you, then you ready now to go home. You can go home now. And notice, when you go home, you can be a witness for the Lord. God was going to use this man. And what was he going to use him? Starting at home. How many of you know that once God come into your life, now you ready. You're ready to go home. And your ministry, your first ministry, it starts at home. And then it spreads abroad. The Bible says, and he departed, and he published it. And that word published means that he preached. In other words, he was like the next Billy Graham here. The Bible says he preached there in Decapolis. Decapolis was 10 cities there in that country there. And so that man went throughout all his country telling somebody what great things the Lord done for him. Now, who would have ever thought that God would use a man like this? Who would have ever thought that God would use this demon-possessed man? Who would have ever thought that God would have used this crazy man? Who would have ever thought that God would use a man that had lost his mind? Who would have ever thought that God would use a man that didn't know how to dress, didn't have no clothes on? Who would have ever thought that God would use a man who done got into all this body piercing and cutting up his body? Who would have ever thought that God would use a man like this? But that's how God does. That's how he works. God takes the nobodies and he makes them into somebody. See, that's how God works. God, he takes those that the world says that they're going to be nothing in life. They say they're going to mount to nothing. Oh, whenever somebody tell you that you're going to mount to nothing, let them know that means God is up to something great in my life. Because God specializes in taking those that folks said was going to be nothing in life. The very one that you thought was crazy. The very one that didn't know how to talk right. The very one that didn't know how to walk right. The very one that didn't know how to do right is the very one that God will use.
Bread of life.
God uses the unknown.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.